USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The search for the missing Titanic exploration sub is intensifying. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick.
The Canadian P3 detected underwater noises in the search area. Although the ROV searches have yielded negative results, they continue.
10 U.S. Coast Guard search vessels will arrive at the scene about 900 miles off Cape Cod by Thursday morning. It's believed the sub has less than 16 hours of oxygen left. President Biden is set to hold 2 days of talks with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the discussions, Biden plans to convey American concerns about democracy in India, although he's unlikely to lecture the Prime Minister on human rights. Both leaders are anticipated to announce agreements covering several topics like defense, artificial intelligence, and quantum computing. Congress will be starting from scratch and regulating rapidly advancing artificial intelligence. That's according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. He revealed his potential AI regulation and outlined a series of expert forums to guide Congress in establishing boundaries that balance industry innovation.
These inside forums are the first of their kind. They have to be, because AI moves quickly, will change our world dramatically, is deeper in its complexity, and lacks legislative history.
The urgency arises as generative AI tools like ChatGPT and others gain significant popularity. Congress is reintroducing the Equality Act, led by Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, Mark Takano, and Senators Cory Booker, Tammy Baldwin, and Jeff Merkley. The act aims to protect LGBTQ individuals from discrimination amid anti-gay movements in certain states. If passed, it would extend federal civil rights protections to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Math and reading scores for 13-year-olds have dropped, according to the latest test results from the National Assessment of Education Progress. Math scores are now at their lowest point since 1990, while reading scores have hit their lowest level since 2004. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is cautioning House Republicans against pursuing a vote for President Biden's impeachment. In a closed-door meeting, McCarthy urged his colleagues to reject Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's resolution, emphasizing the need to allow ongoing committee investigations and avoid endangering the GOP's slim majority. A new poll is showing an increase of Americans who believe a person's gender should be determined based on their biological sex. The poll was conducted by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist. It says 61% of Americans define gender as the sex listed on a person's original birth certificate and is the only way to define if someone is a male or female. That is up 10% from last year. The FTC is suing Amazon, alleging manipulative practices to gain Amazon Prime subscribers and the use of dark patterns to retain customers by employing tactics like hiding unsubscribe links. What states are the most patriotic?
Wallet Hub just put out its list of the 2023 most patriotic states in America. They assessed things like military enlistment and civil engagement, including the number of folks who voted in the 2020 presidential election and the number of AmeriCorps volunteers per capita. Arkansas is considered the least patriotic. California ranks 37th. Virginia is the most patriotic. I'm Lucinda Kay.
The NBA draft is tomorrow in New York. It's taking place in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs have the number one pick. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.